And Shane Campson, a fly ball to right field. Now center field. Soini says, I'll take it, and he does out in right center field, and that'll do it for Lake Henry in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6.5. Lake Henry 6, New London Spicer 3. More baseball coming up in a minute.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
Unparalleled quality, 10% better performance. Introducing all-new Heston Crop Packaging from AgCo Parts. Featuring polytwine, net wrap, sisal twine, and silage film. These products have been crafted with the same Heston quality you've relied on for years. And Heston Knot Strength is proven to perform 10% better than competing brands. Check out a full selection of new Heston Crop Packaging solutions. Visit Lake Henry Implement in Lake Henry today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh inning at Munich. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. 6-3, Lake Henry leading the New London Spicer Twins. Jason Campson in relief of starter Weston Brinkman. Scores earlier in this region on Friday night. It was Alrosa over Regal, 3-2. And then today, the 11 o'clock ball game had Meyer Grove beating Richmond, 3-2. He set 6-3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Good games here. London Spicer trying to claw themselves back in here in the late innings. And here's a drive, the leadoff hitter for New London Spicer. That's Dalton Rambo, long way out to left center field, where Weston Brinkman able to pull it in for the out. That was hit up a ways out there.
Front porch fence here today. I think there'd be a few more of them out, wouldn't there?
I agree. One out, and number nine hitter John Perkins to the plate. Campson kicks, delivers. Perkins shows bunt and pulls back, and it's a ball outside, 1-0. As Perkins, a foul ball that caroms right off the pipe and into the bleacher section right next to us. And Don, had that gone a little further, that would have gone right in your melon.
Not a problem.
You were not looking. Because that got glorious husband. Yeah, almost got the beer out of his hand. Here's Perkins, a drive to left. Weston Brinkman in a bit. We'll make the catch for out number two.
You're right, Randy. I was looking at something else.
That was right off the side of that pipe. And
that one?
That black pipe right ahead of you there, and it caromed right into the sports deck. You're probably lucky you weren't looking. Be doing CPR on you yet. There's Ben Kaltseth up to the plate.
I'd have been laying on the floor,
yeah,
maybe.
I would have left that up to your wife. As Kaltseth follows it back into the food tent. And the count 0-2 to Ben.
So you're saying if it's up to you for CPR, I'm not going to make it.
Kaltseth swings and misses. He's down on strikes. More to come. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After 7, it's Lake Henry 6. New London Spicer 3. We're back in a minute.
If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has $1.50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub & Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday, from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the eighth inning coming your way here on KASM, 1150 on your AM dial. Randy and Don with you. Saturday afternoon, we got to say hi to Art Schlungen. He's listening in Canesville at the Coronis Manor. But Art, we know you're out there. Thank you, Art, for listening today. As Matt Quaid leads off the eighth inning for the Lake Henry Lakers. And Culseth delivers, pitch low for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Guys look a little threatening out this way, don't they, Randy, to the south? I believe. Two balls, no strikes. The count to Quaid. Well, Kelly is saying, shouts out to Region 15C. She chose a wedding in South Haven from Corky's in South Haven over regions today. But that's where Kelly is at today. Corky's in South Haven. A wedding that she's attending, listening to Region 15C baseball, of course. Matt Quaid will walk leading off the eighth inning for Lake Henry. To the plate, Josh Campson. Josh is 1-for-4 so far today. Base hit back in the first inning as Ben Culseth's pitch is low for a ball in 1-0. The ball, no strikes. Matt Quaid leads from first. Ben Culseth's pitch. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Well, Kelly, I hope you're having fun at the wedding. It's a beautiful afternoon here at New Munich.
One ball, one strike. Pitch. There's a called strike, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Josh Campson back into the box. Quick throw to first to Quaid. I think he was ready to go, too, over at first. Just about caught leaning. Josh Campson ready at the plate. The breaking ball beaten on the ground to short. The flip to second, and Wyatt White's flip. Jake Rambo can't hang on to it, and everybody's safe. Wyatt White fielded that just about behind second base, and he flipped to Jake Rambo, and Jake just couldn't get a hand on it.
Nice just, play, wasn't it?
Yep, it really was by White, so that'll go as an error.
Beautiful play. They could have made something happen with that one. They just get that lead out. I think they would have had a little bit of a chance. Well, I don't know what Josh was, you know, they doubled him off first base.
An error out there, error on the shortstop, on the flip.
Yeah, he got it behind the bag at second base. Otherwise, he could have probably taken it unassisted.
Can't assume that your player is going to make the catch. So first and second, nobody out for the Lakers here in the eighth inning, and Jason Campson at the plate. Here's Ben Culseth, the pitch to Jason Campson. Is a foul to the screen in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. It's a call strike, a little breaking ball from
nice
Ben Culseth. 1-2. Jason Campson so far today. Two hits, three at-bats so far today. Hit by a pitch in his first. plate appearance. Another breaking ball that just misses inside, and the count to Jason at 2-2. Nobody out for the Lakers here in the eighth inning. They lead 3-2. And Culsett looking down to Scott Rambo. His pitch, and Campson laces it to left center field. That's a base hit. It's going to score Quade. It's going to score Josh Campson. And it's 8-3 Lakers on the double by Jason Campson.
Wow, he's hitting the ball on the button today, isn't he, Jason?
It has been ropes all day for Jason Campson. Now 3 hits on the day for Campson. Been on base 4 times.
Wow. That's P-Rods he's hitting today. That speed on the base pads, that makes a lot of difference, doesn't it, with Shane Campson scoring.
Ben Culsett looks down to Rambo, and here's Aaron Sabalco swinging, fouling it down the first baseline, and 0-1 to Aaron. Come on, it's 1 strike. Campson, the base runner at second, now 8-3, Lake Henry here in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch from Culsett, high for a ball, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Culsett kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Sabalco, strike 2. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. And outside, a ball, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Sabalco will pop this one up. Shallow center field. Rambo going out and shading his eyes from the sun, and it's going to drop, and everybody's safe. Wyatt White looked at Jake Rambo for a fit and maybe should have taken that ball, and it goes off of Jake's glove.
Well, it must be tough looking.
That is an error. An error on Jake Rambo at second. 2 errors in the inning.
Wow. Must be tough sky over there.
And the Lakers with runners at first and second. Still nobody out in the eighth. Here's Grant Ludwig. And Grant takes high for a ball, 1-0. Got Harvey Wirtz listening to us up in Nisswa today, where Harvey says, go Lakers. So Nisswa is in on our listening area today. Grant Ludwig with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campson, Jason over at second at first base. Aaron Sabalco, and Grant Ludwig takes outside a ball, 2-1. Ryan Wirtz on deck for Lake Henry. Halstead looks back to second, and here's Ludwig, ground ball to Courtney at third. The second for 1, the relay to first, not in time. They get the force at second, the first out of the inning on the play. Campson goes to third.
Kind of slow developing, wasn't it?
It was. Courtney took his time throwing, but I think Jake Rambo was a little late getting to second, too, Don. So
I almost thought he could have taken it. Runner coming right at him. He was right there.
So 1 out, and here's Ryan Wirtz. And the throw to first back safely is Grant Ludwig. Jason Campson over at third. Grant Ludwig at first. Ben Culsett's pitch. High to Wirtz. The ball, 1-0. Our score, 8-3. Top of the eighth inning. Our next game, New Munich and St. Martin. Here's Wirtz, a ground ball to short. White, the second for one, the relay to first. In time, that's a 6-4-3 double play, and that'll do it for Lake Henry here in the eighth inning. Two runs for the Lakers on just one hit. There were two errors and one left on base. After 7.5, it's Lake Henry 8 and New London Spicer 3. More Region Baseball in a minute here on KASM.
At North American Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever ketosis or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help to ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, back at New Munich, some score updates from earlier today. It was Meyer Grove over Richmond 3-2 here in 8C. Over in 15C, over in 8C, Sobieski beat St. Stephen 4-1. And top of the seventh inning right now, Fort Ripley is beating Nisswa 9-1. That is a final now. It's gone final 9-1. Cold Spring Rockies winning today 5-4 in 11C over Granite Falls in 13 innings as Jake Rambo steps to the plate. Jake with a count of 2-0 right now. Two balls, no strikes. Jason Campson's pitch a little bit low and 3-0. Bottom of the third inning, Sacred Heart leading Eden Valley 2-0 down in Granite Falls in 11C. And Rambo will walk here to lead off the eighth inning. Rum River beat Foley today 6-1, and it was Sartell the Muskies over North Branch 7-1 in Region 1C. Here's Mike Danielson at the plate. Mike, a big blow in his last at-bat, a two-run homer to put the Twins on the board, and takes a strike on the inside corner 0-1.
Winner of this game will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock over at Farming Under the Lights against Meyer Grove.
So far, two Stearns County North teams have picked up victories today, El Rosa and Meyer Grove. Or have El Rosa last night, Meyer Grove today, correct? One ball, two strikes to count to Mike Danielson. Jake Rambo takes his lead. 8-3 our score, bottom of the eighth inning, and Danielson swings and misses strike two. No, actually, strike three. He's out on strikes.
Loser of this game will play Richmond tomorrow afternoon.
So one out. Here comes Scott Rambo to the plate. Scott with a solo home run in his last at-bat. That was the last batter that Weston Brinkman was to face today.
Yeah. Back-to-back home runs. Weston pitched a good game.
Pitch to Rambo is a ball outside, and the count 1-1 now to Scott Rambo. One ball, one strike. Jason Campson's pitch outside, a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch, and Rambo drives this one to left field. Weston Brinkman giving Jason that left center field gap, makes the catch for the second out here in the eighth.
Right now, all you want to do is throw strikes. You don't want to give him any free bases here. Jason knows that on the mound. He says he's got a 5-run lead. He wants to get his team back in the dugout and get a couple more runs and get this victory and get out of here. So he wants to throw strikes as bad as anything.
At the plate, Austin Rambo. Austin, 0 for 3 so far today. First pitch the ball, and now Austin drills this to left field, giving chase Brinkman by the fence. It goes off the fence. Weston able to come up with the throw back into the infield as he hit that fence kind of awkwardly, dove a little bit or jumped a little bit too soon, but kind of bounced off the fence out there in left field. A stand-up double for Austin Rambo.
I think Brinkman thought he ran out of room a little bit earlier
right
there.
It doesn't look like there's a warning track there,
no,
John. Is that
no
grass right up to the...
I think it is.
Grass right up to the fence. And a lot of teams are going with that because warning tracks
right
just get weeds on them.
Absolutely.
At the plate, it's Wyatt White. Pitch to White is a strike. 0-1.
Should put one of those fence that you use for animals. So when you cross it, it buzzes.
There's a breaking ball. Strike two from Jason Campson. And 0-2. Isn't that like
kind
the
of
shock,
like
the shocker fans?
Kind of like a fall light bowling.
Yeah. Pitch outside from Campson and 1-2. The Twins battling here. They've got runners at second and third, trailing by 5. Pitch to White, high for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Now time call by Wyatt White. Here's a ground ball to third. Ludwig up with it. Cross the diamond. 5-3 on the foot out of White. And that'll do it for New London Spicer in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors. 2 left on. We played 8. It's Lake Henry 8 and New London Spicer 3. More baseball coming up in a minute on KSN.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Now coming from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Station ID, Scott, as we head to the top of the ninth inning, and Adam Miller has made some noise today with his bat, takes the first pitch, and line drives a single out to left field, leading off the ninth. We're going to get a pinch runner for Miller at first.
Colin Schooner will take over for Adam at first base. Adam having a productive day today.
2-for-5 in the ball game. And here's Weston Brinkman. Brinkman's been on base all 4 times today. 3 walks and a double, and the first pitch a strike from Ben Culset. Ball on the count. Culset's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-1. 1-1. And Campson on deck for the Lakers. And the breaking ball just catching the corner. And 1-2, not a Brinkman. 8-3 our score. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Brinkman, shot to short. White up with it to second for one. They'll get the elite runner. Jake Rambo kind of going, where's that ball going?
Yeah, he got tangled up with his feet there at second base.
6-4 on the force. And here's Shane Campson up at the plate.
The sixth at bat already today for Shane.
So far today, Shane with one hit and a walk. He's reached on an error. First pitch is the ball to Shane in 1-0. Mike Henry scoring 3 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth, and then they added 2 more in the eighth. New London Spice are getting all 3 of their runs in the sixth inning. 2-run homer by Danielson and solo by Scott Rambo.
2 runs in the eighth by Lake Henry are pretty nice insurance runs, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, if you look at the Lakers, you bet.
See how fast New London can put up 3 runs. If you give them a 5-run lead, now Lake Henry, it's a little bit tougher.
Here's Colsett's quick throw to first and back safely. Pinch runner Spooner. 1 out, 1 on. 2-0 the count to Shane Campson. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Matt Quaid on deck for Lake Henry. Campson will take low for a ball and 3-0. The count. Colsett pitches and ball 4, and Campson's going to walk. Second walk of the day for Shane. We get time called. Is Scott Rambo going to go out and have a word with his pitcher? Matt Quaid so far today, 2-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Wade steps back into the box. And Ben Colsett comes home. A little bit high to Matt Quaid in 1-0. Top of the ninth inning from New Munich. Colsett's pitch. It's a little bit low and 2-0 to Quaid. Now, manager Jamie Skibel out to have a word with Ben Colsett as it looks like they have some activity in the bullpen right now for New London Spicer. Colsett came on in relief back in the sixth inning. There was nobody out, so it's the sixth, seventh, and eighth so far did Colsett, and one out here in the ninth, so 3 1/3 so far for Ben. Balls, no strikes, the count to Quaid. Runners lead from first and second. And Colsett's pitch, and Quaid will take inside a ball in 3-0. The count. There's a strike down the middle, and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Colsett delivers, and Quaid rips it foul down the third baseline, and that goes right in between the pitcher warming up and the catcher. Bouncing off the fence.
They're going to quit.
They're going to quit, yeah.
That's enough.
That's too close.
Yeah. I'm warm.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Colsett comes home. Man, that's going to hit Quaid, and he's going to be going to first after being hit by the pitch. So Quaid's been on 4 times today. Struck out twice. Here comes Josh Campson to the plate. Josh 1-for-5 so far today with a run scored. Bases loaded for the Lakers here in the ninth. 8-3, they lead. Colts has breaking ball, a little bit low. 1-0 on deck, Jason Kampson.
Josh Kemp could make this ugly real quick here. He's a good stick.
Here's Colts' pitch and a check swing. Kempson goes around and the count 1-1. Dominican St. Martin, they're scheduled to play our next game here on KAFM. Kempson, ground ball to short. White to second for one. No relay as they throw it a third. Run comes across to score, and that being Weston Brinkman, and it's now 9-3. On to third goes Shane Kampson, because Matt Quaid retired at second on the force out, 6-4. And Kampson safe on the fielder's choice. Two outs, two on. Here's Jason Kampson. Jason, 3-for-4 today, and hit by a pitch. Big double in his last at-bat that scored 2. And he rips it up the middle again, a base hit. A 4-hit day for Jason Kampson.
Wow, this cat's doing the ball, isn't he?
That'll score Shane Kampson. Josh Kampson goes to second. Now 10-3. And Aaron Sabelko comes up to the plate, going to get a pinch runner for Jason Kampson.
It'll be Nick Reimer.
And here's Aaron Sabelko. Two out, two on, and Sabelko, the foul tip, strike one.
13 hits for the Lakers so far today. No errors.
Sabelko will take a ball outside and the count 1-1.
4 errors by New London today, proving to keep this game a little bit more lopsided than what it should be, probably.
1-1. Curve ball that catches the corner in 1-2. 10-3 our score here in the top of the ninth inning. And Colset kicks, delivers, and a drive to right center field. Giving chase is Soini and catching up to it at the last second, avoiding a collision with his partner out in right. And that will do it for the Lakers here in the ninth. They come up with 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 left on base. We played 8.5. It's Lake Henry 10 and New London Spicer 3. More to come in a minute on KASF.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has 2 meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the bottom of the ninth we go. Randy Rothstein, Don Henyon with you. The Henry leading New London Spicer 10-3. For the Twins here in the bottom of the ninth, Josh Soini, Dalton Rambo, John Perkins, the scheduled hitters. And the pitch to Soini from right-hander Jason Kampson, a called strike 0-1. Winner will play tonight right around 8 o'clock over in Farming, and the loser will play tomorrow, an elimination game at 4 o'clock here in New Munich. fouled off the helmet of Josh, or actually of Shane Campson, in the count 0-2 to Soiny. Pitch is high for a ball, and 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Soiny back into the box. And Campson's pitch a little low and outside, and the count 2-2.
I really look at this. Wick Henry's actually taken the place of Farming in the regions this year. And Atwater was in last year, but they went back to an 18 region now. So it's only differences at Farming and Lake Henry this year.
There's a strike three called, and Soiny gets caught looking. Going to bring Dalton Rambo to the plate. Dalton 0 for 3 so far today. A couple fly balls to left field and a pop up over by first base. And now Rambo drives this one to center field. Aaron Sabelko fills the gap, makes the catch for the out. Boy, Dalton Rambo's hit it hard today.
Yeah. Like I said, they got some good sticks in this lineup. And just kind of kept them off stride all day today. A couple innings, or one inning where they got in time with Weston Bergman.
John Perkins to the plate. John, the number 9 hitter. First pitch, a ball. Now Campson delivers outside, ball 2. 2 and out of the count. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 2-1.
Kind of a nice luxury for Lake Henry. Now if they can go on to tonight's game, they actually got two lefties they can go after Meyer Grove with.
Fouled at the plate by John Perkins in the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on. McHenry holding the lead 10-3, and the breaking ball on the outside.
Wow.
Perkins has got looking, and that will do it for the Twins here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score here in our second ball game today, it was Lake Henry 10 and New London Spicer 3. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back and recap this one. You're listening to Baseball on KFM Albany. Back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub & Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday, from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com. When it comes to flooring and remodeling, about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, back at New Minute, game number 2 in the books today as the Lake Henry Lakers started out strong at getting a 3 spot in the second inning. Ryan Wirtz had a 2-run homer to start scoring, and the Lakers never stopped from there, scoring 10 runs today and winning 10-3, Don.
Yes, they just kept adding on some runs here every inning except the 4th, 6th, and 7th, where I guess they didn't score any runs first inning also. But, you know, you put up a 3 spot, you put up 2s and 2s and 2s, you know, you keep running away from a team like New London Spicer, like we said before, can put up runs in a hurry. But, got to give Weston Bergman a lot of credit today. He did a nice job out there on the mound. He's as strong as I've seen him in pretty much all year. And kept the hitters off stride so well until the 6th inning when they got to him a little bit. And Jason Campson comes in and been their closer pretty much all year. He puts down, gets them 2-3 innings, you know, gets them 9-10 outs that he needs to get, and did a nice job out there in the mound too. And, look at New London Spicer's pitching a little bit. They had
had a little trouble with Patrick Courtney with his control a little bit that blocked some guys. If you get in trouble right away, you know, it makes a little difference on the mound. You know, and you got to get some relief help and early in the game. And that was kind of New London's downfall today. They couldn't throw strikes.
All right, the line.
Line scores for today's game, Randy, Lake Henry scored 10 runs on 13 hits. They committed no errors. They left 13 men on base. For New London Spicer, they scored 3 runs on 6 hits. They committed 4 errors and left 6 on base. So your final today was 10-3.
The win will go to Weston Brinkman, who goes 5 in the third innings today, picking up the win. The loss will go to Patrick Courtney, the starter for New London Spicer. And time to name our Albany A&W and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate from either place. He can stop at either place and redeem his gift certificate. And also the recipient of a Chasm hat. Compliments of the KASM Farm Department and Joe Gill. And today, Don, that award is going to go to the number 4 hitter in the Lake Henry lineup.
Jason Jamson, yes, he had a heck of a day.
4-hit day, 4-for-5. Got hit by a pitch, and then he ended up getting a save, too. So.
Yes, he did. Good day for Jason.
All right, congratulations to Jason Campson, our player of the game here on KASM Radio. I want to thank our Region 15C sponsors here on KASM, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op, the QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, the Ecker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank, Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance, Gainesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gainesville Mutual Insurance, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilg Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Scooter's Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber, True Value over in Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutler Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, the State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, the Greenwall Pub, and Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, our Region 15C sponsors. 10-3, your final. Lake Henry over Regal in Game 2. Earlier today, it was Meyer Grove 3, Richmond 2. Last night, it was El Rosa 3, Regal 2. Coming up next, New Munich and St. Martin. More Region Baseball first-round coverage here on KASM. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. We're going to send it back to you, Scott. We'll talk to you guys in about 25 minutes.